Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a great show this morning, continuing on and on here with Cannabis Healing. Paxton Quigley's with us. Paxton, good morning.
Good morning, Adam, and hello to all of our cannabis listeners throughout the world. But first, I'd like to remind our listeners that my new novel, Just Try Me, is available on Amazon. And some critics are calling it, and I'm going to quote, a cutting-edge thriller with unforgettable characters and plot twists, with an excellent narrative that features women as heroes. It's a break from the male-dominated spy novel. As you know, Just Try Me is available on Amazon. And also, I'm happy to announce that Cannabis Healing has a new sponsor, Tikkun Olam. In Hebrew, that means repairing the world. Now, Tikkun Olam is a global leader in medical cannabis researcher and create some of the numerous cannabis brands that now will be available around the United States. Tikkun Olam's scientifically proven products are being used to treat thousands of people for symptoms of cancer, PTSD, AIDS, epilepsy, Crohn's disease, and numerous other conditions. And now, to the great state of New York, that for some reason did not manage to pass legislation that would have legalized adult-use marijuana. For some people, it was a surprise and also disappointment to many. So here to tell us what happened is our guest, David Holland, executive and legal director for the New York branch of Normal. And David is going to shed some light on how legalization in New York ended in decriminalization, but not legislation, and find out what that means. David Holland, welcome to Cannabis Healing. How are you today?
Well, thank you, and good morning. It's a great opportunity to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you again. You're now become a usual guest on our show. Thank you. But let's get serious. Let's get serious now. What happened to the much-anticipated marijuana legalization bill? Why didn't it cross the finish line as expected?
Well, you know, that's a good question, and there's lots of different viewpoints on that. But what really happened in the end was it came down to a single vote was the difference between legalization and not. In the end period, there were some groups like the PTA and other advocacy groups that really, you know, continue to thrive on the continued spread of the old prohibition propaganda that has been outmoded and disproven by science that's out there regarding cannabis. But nonetheless, it's a sentiment that seems to have spread far and wide for those who don't care to get informed. So that started to take hold where the constituents were contacting their legislators, and their legislators started to balk at the very last moment. So that was one part of it. Governor Cuomo failed us. He failed us because he failed to throw his weight truly behind this issue in the waning hours where every effort was made. There had been two redrafts of the bill for consideration to try to get it onto the floor for a vote. And, you know, he paid lip service to it, but he didn't use his gravitas and his real firm commitment. So that was the second issue.
Now, I want to ask you, why do you think he did that, that he came across as so-called wishy-washy?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I think that, you know, he was willing to, and certainly by seeing the proposal, the Cannabis Regulation Taxation Act, the CRTA, that he put out in the January budget of this year, showed that he was committed to trying to get that conversation moving and trying to get it done outside the regular legislative process. But when it bogged down and couldn't be passed through the budget, it became politics as usual in Albany. And so the three-ring circus comes to town, as it always does, and that's what seemed to hold it up. So he did not, as far as we could tell, really put himself out there to twist arms, to call as many leaders together as he could. And while I think he was committed to the idea, he wasn't committed to the last-minute, you know, real politicking to sit at the table and see what he could make happen in that regard.
Interesting. Now, how important or not is the expanded decriminalization bill? Hasn't New York had a decriminalization with marijuana all these years? Tell us, what's the difference, you know, now and before?
Well, it's really not that much different. I'm glad you asked, because much like Zeno's paradox, you know, if you only travel halfway and you're only getting halfway there and you never get over the finish line. And we'll never be able to achieve the objective because in 1977 we decriminalized cannabis, where people could possess 25 grams or less would be a violation, and unless they were caught exposing it, you know, or making it visible to the public or smoking it in public, it would stay a violation and otherwise a misdemeanor. All that happened here with the decriminalization bill is that they increased the amount of the amount of cannabis you could have and still be deemed a violation. So now it's just under 2 ounces. And they decreased it becomes a financial penalty rather than a criminal penalty, which is all well and good, but that's just rinse, wash, repeat from what we had done before. But they did include an expungement provision and sealing provisions to try to vacate the records of people in the past who had been convicted that will make them more viable in the workplace and to receive leases and to reestablish their credit, all which is outstanding, but it does nothing prospectively. And even worse, going forward, it doesn't do anything to change how the law enforcement operates. So there's no guidelines that have been put in to try to eliminate what otherwise has been arbitrary enforcement at best, but it has been particularly directed at people of color. So really, it's Zeno's paradox at its very best. So instead of even going halfway there, it's just half-assed.
Oh, that's terrible. So what do you think the future is for legal marijuana in New York? Are the advocates going to go back to the drawing board? Perhaps they should follow the Illinois legalization, which seems to be really excellent.
Well, we are not discouraged in the slightest. We actually are encouraged by what happened here because we see it as such a close vote. But we now know who our proponents are and who our opponents are, and we now know how to address it. We understand the language that they're hung up on. We understand the message that they dispel among their populace. And we now know how to address that. So we've gathered not our enemy, but the misinformed onto the political battlefield, so we can find out what it is to increase the dialogue and, if necessary, to increase our activity in the political sphere. So New York is still, unfortunately, not able to bring anything by referendum by a voter. So we are entirely dependent upon what happens in Albany, and that's what sets us apart from almost every other state. So it's unfortunate. But we are very encouraged by what we saw.
Now, do you think there will be some kind of legalization next year, or is this going to take, 3 to 5 years?
Well, it depends on which side of the fence you're standing on. For me, I think that we are going to see national legalization be a major part of the 2020 presidential campaign starting already. We've heard Democratic contenders talk about legalization in their platform speeches in the last two evenings that we've had a debate. So I think that the national leaders are going to propel it. And while New York is going to go into an election cycle itself in 2020, I believe the conversation is already starting now. So it's possible that the governor, who is not otherwise subject to on this term cycle, may be able to try to push it through as a budget item again. And again, force its way into the 2021 budget, which takes place in conversations on the floor in 2020. So I think it's here. I think that the legislature reconvenes in January of 2020. And by this time in 2020, we should be having a real solid assessment of whether legalization has come. But I think its day has come both nationally and on the state scene.
And by the way, what about Mayor de Blasio? He's running for office for president of the United States. What's his take on it? Is he pro-legalization? Has he come out in any sort of way?
I've not heard any, solid declarative statement from him. He's certainly been in favor of decriminalization to lessen the burden on the communities most afflicted by the arbitrary enforcement policies. But I can't say that he is somebody that we look to for real leadership in this field or in any other.
Ah, that's too bad. What did you think about the Illinois legislation?
Well, I think it's fantastic. I'm still, watching it unfold. So it is with great hope that we look to that to be inspiring to New York legislators, saying there are different provisions that can be put in, and there are good rollouts, and there are good social equity programs that can be addressed. And so all of these things, you know, serve as greater models to try to dispel the fears or concerns of those that stand in the way to progress and a better New York.
Mm-hmm. And just briefly, what do you think is going to happen in New Jersey?
Well, I am not able to put my finger on the pulse of what has driven this, except to say that New Jersey seems to be true politics at work. And what looked to be a sure thing failed. And what I've heard in very backroom conversations of scuttlebutt has a lot to do with people jockeying for particular positions in state government there that are willing to hold up aspects of the state economy, if you will, including legalization of cannabis, as part of their campaign or as part of their backroom campaign to jockey for that position.
And what state do you think will be the next to legalize marijuana when you look across the country?
That's a good question, because we're narrowing down pretty rapidly here. I think that Texas is likely to go to a full legalization in time. I think New York is definitely still on the horizon. I'd like to see Connecticut get to it from a medical program into a full legalization. So, you know, each state has a different reason for why it hasn't gotten there yet. So the predictions are tough, but I would throw those out as certainly contenders.
Well, thank you so much, David. I am really appreciative that you know have so much knowledge, and you can explain it in a good sort of way so our listeners can know what's going on. And I hope to have you on again in, who knows, maybe the next month or so with more good news. So thank you very much for being on.
Well, thank you for this opportunity, and you have a good morning.
Thank you very much. Next week, we'll be interviewing one of Tikkun Olam's researchers. Her name is Dr. Timna Naftali, and she's going to tell us about her latest research on cannabis and Crohn's disease. And folks, just a reminder to order Just Try Me on Amazon. And as always, I want to thank all of our Cannabis Healing listeners for being with us today. Stay in touch with us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. I'm Paxton Quigley.